Masechet Holin Perigdalid Mishnah Zayin. Here we'll talk about the amniotic sac, which has the fetus inside of it while it's developing. Mishnah says, Hashuhaita da behema umatza bashilya nefesh hayafa tochelena. If somebody slaughters an animal and they find an amniotic sac inside of it, the person who has the temperament for it, someone who's not nauseous or squeamish, is allowed to eat it because it's permitted with a shehaita of the animal that it's found inside. It's part of that animal, and therefore, someone technically could eat it, even though most people would not eat it. We say that it's too repulsive for most people to eat. Ve'ena mitame'a, lo tum'al ochalin, in terms of, even though we just said you're permitted to eat the amniotic sac, most people would not eat it, therefore, it does not become tameh, like food has the ability to become tameh if the mother was slaughtered. Velo tumat nevelot, then doesn't become tameh like a nevelah. If the mother died without being slaughtered, it's only the meat of the animal becomes a nevelah, and this is not considered to be meat because most people won't eat it. Hishev aleha, but if the person had intent to eat it, he sort of in his own way removed it from being something repulsive to something that he wanted to eat. Metameat tumat ochalin, the person's intent could turn it into food, and then it could contract tum'ah of food, avalot tum'at nevelot, but the intention would not give the tum'ah, would not give it the ability to become tameh like a nevelah, because intent could make something food, but not into a piece of meat. Now we'll talk about which type of sack is not allowed to be eaten. Shilya shiatta miksata, if part of the amniotic sack with no visible fetus inside of it came out of the womb before the mother was slaughtered, asura ba'achila, you're not allowed to eat it, even part of the sack that remained inside, fully not allowed to eat it. Siman valad ba'isha, v'siman valad ba'behema. Because we say with the amniotic sack is the sign of a fetus in a woman and the sign of a fetus in an animal. That is, even though we don't see any actual fetus here, we assume that it contained a fetus that sort of dissolved, and we don't have the ability to see it anymore. So we're nervous that a small part of the sac that came out had the head of that fetus, that baby. And then that would mean the entire fetus is considered to have been born, and therefore it doesn't become permitted with the slaughter of the mother. Like we learned in Mishnah Aleph, once the head of the fetus comes out of the womb, the fetus is considered to be born. So therefore, over here, we would say that there's a born animal that died that becomes sort of a nevelah because it died without shehaita, and that's engulfed. It's part of the sack, and therefore, you're not allowed to eat the whole sack, and it's not, and therefore, it does not become permitted with the slaughter of the mother. Now we'll learn other laws that apply to this type of sack that has the dissolved fetus possibly within it. Hamevakeret shehipila shilyaf, an animal that was pregnant with its firstborn, aborted the amniotic sac. Yashlichen ala klavim, you're allowed to throw it to the dogs, even though it's possible that there's that dissolved fetus in the sac, and therefore that dissolved fetus was a bechor, which would be forbidden to benefit from whatsoever. We say you're still allowed to throw it to the dogs because in the majority of the cases, it's not sacred. You know, you have half of them are male, half of them are female. So the idea of a bechor only applies to a firstborn sheep or cattle. If it dies, you're not allowed to benefit from it, and you're not allowed to feed it to the dogs. But we have the other 50% that are females. So even within the 50% of males, it's possible that the animal was deformed and that they look like another animal, and therefore they wouldn't be sacred as a bechor. Therefore, you have sort of a sfek sfeka. You have maybe it was a female, and even if it was a male, maybe it was deformed, and therefore it wouldn't receive a sacred level, and therefore you're allowed to throw it to the dogs. Uba muktashin, in the case of a sanctified animal, like a female shelamim, that also aborted the sack, tikaber, it's forbidden to benefit from, you have to bury it because in the majority of cases, it does have sanctity. Now, unlike a bechor, which is only sacred if it's a male, the shelamim, which is female, but it has offspring, which are both male and female, and they would become sacred as well. The only way they wouldn't be sacred as if they were deformed and they look like another animal, and that's only a minority of situations. So therefore, you have to bury it. You can't have any benefit from it. V'en kovrin otah b'parashat derachim. You're not allowed to bury it, or another amniotic sac cannot be buried at the crossroads. That means in a public area. V'en tolin otah b'ilan. You're not allowed to hang it in a tree. Mipenei darchei ha'emori, because it looks like the way of the emori. It looks like a person who's burying an aborted fetus at the crossroads, or you're hanging it in a tree. You're doing it to protect the mother from other miscarriages, and it looks like a way of the idol worshippers, so therefore you're not allowed to do it.